my God, you missed two amazing shows. Two amazing shows. No, you can never hear them, but they're gone. Because I have a professional broadcast podcast studio here, and it's not always operated by a professional, so I pushed the wrong button and screwed the show up. Secondly, I was rolling really well, and then I said something stupid that screwed the show up, and I lost my train of thought and pushed the wrong button, and thank God it was gone. So, here we go. Third time. Maybe it's a charm. I don't know. It's me doing the show. We'll see what happens. Today, a couple of single questions that if you use, if you're setting a goal or you want to do anything in life and you ask these single one-word questions, I'll give you five of them based on some experience I have. You're going to learn something, and it's going to work for you. So hang on for the ride, okay? Hey, it's the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. It's a common sense place where we look at the world, the conversation you and I would have if we got together and just had a real conversation. We'd be talking about this stuff the way we talk about it right now. You know we would. It'd be two-way. It wouldn't be one-way. It wouldn't be me just talking to you. It'd be back and forth. But the same thing. We'd be wondering why the world works the way it is, why it seems to be going this way, and why things are so foobard and confusing and all that stuff. We'd be talking about that. But then you look at me and say, my God, Scott, that made sense, what you just said. How did you do that? I said, well, God gave me this thing called Scott Logic. You don't have it. Only I got it. And that gives me the ability to take this ancient thing called common sense and extract it from where is common sense? What orifice is it in these days? You figure that out. But we extract it out. We use Scott Logic. We figure out how to make it work for you in life. And that's it. That's all we try to do. By the way, if you're the kind of person who is showing up today thinking, what the hell is this show? And why isn't he just getting directly to the content right now? Why isn't he talking like all those other people out there? As I don't do that. There are 7,277,000 life coach people all with a microphone and a podcast just in California alone. They might suit you better. But I live in Florida. We don't do that. We talk Scott Logic down here. Good to have you here today. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
We have a new podcast coming. What's today? Today's Thursday. I'll tell you about it tomorrow. That's a tease. It's coming. It's going to be good. It's going to be a weekend show. You're going to like it. I'll tell you about it tomorrow. Okay. But today, before I get the show going, I have to ask you to bear with me because I did have some really important people, some very cool folks on my Facebook group, Facebook, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. They're my group over there. You can join too. It's free. Come on over. We've got some fun. But they're asking me some questions. And rather than type a bunch of stuff in Facebook and stuff, I thought, well, let me just share it here. And they are all saying, well, you mentioned how you asked your wife to marry you. And we'd like to hear that story because it's got to be motivating, and inspiring. It must be all about goal setting. Yeah, totally. Really. It's just cute. I wanted to marry her. But okay, I'll build a motivational story around it for you. But it was kind of fun. So bear with me as I tell you the story here today. It'll be well worth your time. And then we're going to get to some fun stuff right after that. Okay, fun show day. Maybe a little longer to do extra bonus material for you. That's what I do. So yeah, we're at the Ocean Deck in Daytona Beach, Florida. Daytona Beach, we lived in Orlando at the time, and we'd all come to Daytona to play. And the Ocean Deck is kind of world famous. Been there for decades, right there by the Main Street Pier. And Joy and I are there. We're downstairs in the gritty part with the sand on the floor and stuff. And we're listening to the band, drinking some beers, having a good time. And she had promised me 6 months before, she said, Scott, I'll know if I'll marry you in 6 months' time. And I set my calendar and said that was the day. It was 6 months to the day. And that was it. She was going to marry me. I had decided right then and there. She didn't know it at the time. So I said, excuse me, I need to go to the restroom. That's what you do when you have to make a decision, whether you're a man or a woman. A man gets up and goes to the restroom all by himself. The woman gets the table and goes together. I don't know why. That's all I've ever seen. I'm sure it doesn't happen all the time. And I've seen guys go in groups too. Got to be careful here. So I make my way past the man, go to the restroom. I'm standing there in Daytona Beach, Florida, up against the wall because that's what guys do, you know. And there's this dude next to me. He's like a biker beach dude. Next to me, he's been drinking beer, a lot of beer. He goes, what's going on, man? How's your day going, dude? That's the best I can do for a biker beach dude. I said, it's awesome, man. I'm thinking about asking my girlfriend to marry me. He goes, why the hell would you do that? Don't do that. You see all them chicks in the bar, especially the one over there in the corner. I said, yeah, she's sitting with me. He goes, oh, God, ask it. Well, we didn't say that. But he said, did you all see the hot women in the bar? That's what he's like. And, you know, I said, listen, man, I think so. Well, congratulations and good luck. Well, I hope she says yes, man. So I headed out of there, washed my hands first. I was even pre-COVID, I washed my hands. I'm a good boy. Came out of there and walking across the floor and said, God, please give me an indication that I'm going to slide into a life that I'm going to love. But about that time, the electric slide hit the record player. The DJ was playing the tunes back then on the 12 inches. And then a woman grabbed me by the arm. Come on, slide on in. And I started doing the electric slide on the dance floor. And there's nothing but me and women because that's what happens for the most part. The guys are always slow to get out there. And I always thought that was kind of stupid. It's like every guy, you should listen, watch a dance floor. The girls are going to dance, get the hell out there. Same thing within a bar or a gym. If you're in the gym, why are all the guys out in the guy place lifting weights and all the women are in the aerobics room? It seems like that's where you ought to go in the group fitness center because that's, okay, I'm just saying, go where the girls are, go where the boys are, whichever one you like, just go there and you'll meet more of them, okay? Nonetheless, I'm on the floor. I'm doing my thing. These women, I'm telling these, so what are you doing here tonight? And I'm like, oh, I figure I'll just come clean. I'm going to ask my girlfriend to marry me. Trying to keep them from hitting on me is what I'm trying to do, actually, because they were kind of cute as well. And so, oh, it's so cute. He's going to ask his girlfriend to marry him. I said, shh, shh, shh. Well, he finished the slide, and I walked on over there, got all done. She said, well, you were having fun, weren't you? I said, yes, I was, honey, but I have a question for you. Will you marry me? I honestly, God, went right into it. I'll never forget it. Just dove right in head first. She leaned forward and she smiled and she gave me a kiss. She said, well, Mr. Smith, I'll marry you tomorrow. I didn't have a ring. So I found a wrapper for a straw. I twisted it into a little rope and I tied it around her finger. And about that time, all the girls on the dance floor were going, oh my God, it's so romantic. And the guys are like, dude, you got away without a ring. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I just, well, no, it 2 weeks later, I mean, it cost me money, but in the moment it didn't matter. I mean, she was got all the attention that night, but boy, as soon as she got the attention, it came right to me. That's the most romantic thing I ever seen. Dude, you got romance by tying a piece of paper around a girl's finger? Uh-huh. And she says you're going to marry you tomorrow? Uh-huh. Update to the story, she didn't. It took her 9 months. She lied. I'll never, ever let her go. Okay, that's my story. That's it. Thanks for going along for the ride there. Always like telling the story. It's motivating. But I also had some content for you today. Thought maybe we'd talk a little bit about that. It's cool. It's a one-word question for success, and I learned it back when I was a broadcaster. Well, I was a baby DJ. I wanted to be a broadcaster, so I went to DJ school. We used to do that back in the day. We'd actually go to broadcast school. Nowadays, you should just watch YouTube, learn how to broadcast. Well, they don't actually make DJs anymore. They made them back then. They actually had to play records and stuff. So I went to broadcast school, learned to be a DJ. And while I was there, learned to be a DJ. Basically, just dreaming of the day that I could have a closet full of T-shirts and all the pizza I could eat. They said, hey, let's go. We have a module on journalism. We're going to teach you journalism right now. So why the hell do I have to learn journalism? I'm going to be a DJ. To me, it's girls on the phone. It's T-shirts. It's free pizza. That's about it. That was my whole life right then. Because someday you may get hired to read the news on the radio station. And you need to learn to do this. Okay, well. And ultimately, by the way, I did actually get hired as a news director. Go figure. But you know what they taught me? They taught me the basics of journalism. And you can use this every single day. And by the way, if you want to do a drinking game and you're watching the news on cable news, you know, basically it should be who, what, when, where, and why. If you have those five things, those five questions, you can pretty much tell any story out there. So a drinking game, just watch the who, what, when, where, why. Take a drink every time they miss one of them. It won't last long, I promise you, because there's very little common sense in the world and even fewer journalists in the world. But on this show, you get both. It's awesome. It's your lucky day to be here. Who, what, when, where, why? That's how it all started. But years later, as I wanted to get more success, I realized, well, that doesn't work all the time. And essentially what you're listening here today is that I kind of get up in the morning and go, well, that didn't work. It's kind of a story of my life for the first 20 years. That didn't work. But at least I was born with an attitude of like, well, if that didn't work, then what will work? And I'd figure it out. Go read a book. Try that stuff. Well, that didn't work. Figure it out. And eventually, we got where we are today. I switched it around. Instead of who, what, when, where, why, it became why, what, when, where, who. But the problem is, they didn't really work for me. Now, everybody in personal development will tell you, you got to know your why, Scott. Got to know why you're... Ooh, well, that's evidently my Ring doorbell is... Sorry about that. I don't edit. Look, I got something from Amazon. It's awesome. Scott, you got to know your why. You got to know why. Why? Why do I have to know my why? Because if you don't know your why, you know, it's hard to get what you want. It's hard. I mean, when things happen, when you set a goal, when you go after it, stuff gets in the way, life gets in the way. It's like, how am I going to get what I want? It's so hard. Well, if you know why you want it, you're going to get it. You ask anybody, you say, hey, you worked so hard to get that. How did you get your success? Why? Well, I said how, but yeah. Well, you know, it's all about the why. Because I knew why I wanted it. I mean, it's all I wanted in the world. I knew why I had to have it. I just stuck with it till I got it. Woo! It works. On the other hand, if you flip it around, you say, you know, well, why didn't that work for you? I guess I didn't want it bad enough. I mean, I didn't know why. I just didn't know why I was going after it. I just kind of fell into it. How much in your life have you fallen into? But you didn't know why you did it. No wonder you didn't succeed, right? So the why is really vitally important to know, but in my world of coachy coach stuff, because we had the big podcast. It's huge. It's like millions of downloads now every single month. It's awesome. But Scott, you sell ads and that's how you make your money on your podcast. Not really. That's kind of like the mortgage and pays for the dog food kind of stuff. But the real money I make is working with people. It's coaching. I have personal clients. I have consulting clients. I have group coaching. I have all kinds of stuff. People come to me and they basically pay me for this thing inside my head. And I help them figure stuff out. And what I've learned over time is this. I've learned that most people, the why will get there. It will. But typically it's the what that happens. Like when I learned to fly an airplane, it wasn't, why do you want to fly airplanes? I don't know. Never even thought about it. But I was driving past the airport one day and I saw an airplane. I go, look, it's an airplane. That's what it is. Maybe I'll fly it. That was it. I think I'll take flying lessons. The what? And then I get in. I said, I love to fly. Wow. Why do you love it? Because once I get it, I just love the heck. I had reasons for it. I love cloud surfing. I love doing it. It became so important to do that. And I loved learning how to fly an airplane and landing it by myself without crashing. I just love the self-esteem that came from it. I love so much of the challenge that came from flying airplanes. Still do. So I figured out that the why leads it. But when I flip the what in front of it, which is really the updated version of where I am these days, not even my copy here, I actually forgot to update this, that it actually came down to this. If you ask these five questions in this order, it's going to change how you think about things. You ready? I'm going to go for it real slow right now. Cue the slow music so Scott can use the DJ voice and send out a long-distance dedication of the five words you should say that will change your life. What? Why? When? Where? Who? Oh, and occasionally I do throw in the word how. The how almost always takes care of itself, but in my common sense way of thinking, I just can't help but acknowledge. Okay. I know why I want to do it. I know what I want to do, but how the hell am I going to do it? And sometimes the how the hell am I going to do it actually comes first in the chunk of things first. I don't really care how you get it there. Take those five words, the whys, the whats, the whens, the wheres, the whos, the hows, the whatever happens to be. Figure out which one works for you. Move it around, get it in order, and whichever one resonates with you, when it makes sense to you, but it goes bing, 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 winner, winner, chicken dinner, you know to move forward. All right. Oh, my God. I get paid to do this? Really? You actually listen to me? Really? Well, I guess I should say thank you for allowing me to do what I do to you. All right, tomorrow I will announce the new podcast, and I shall also talk about expectations so you can get what you want. until tomorrow's show. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow right here on the Daily Boost.